Good day. Welcome to Embrace Change Podcast. We're in March of 2024. New mics, testing out some new technology. Thank you so much for bringing that in today. We're going to test it out, see how it feels. Also, thank you for tuning in. We are going to review a couple wonderful topics today about the mindsets behind our bariatric surgery. And as we move forward, what are our movements that we're doing and the miracles that we are celebrating? So welcome, welcome. As we kick off March with our mindset, with the bariatric surgeries, it definitely is much more of a mind game than just the stomach. How would you feel about explaining that a little bit more?
Well, it's the one thing that they don't tell you about. They go through all of these classes and things like that where they're preparing you supposedly for it, but they don't tell you what kind of a mind game it really is and what kind of a mental change that not only it requires to get started, but it requires that mental change to be able to carry on through. When you get to a point that if you're not careful, your stomach can restretch. Your stomach can go back to the way it was. And They don't tell you the mental mind game that you have to play with yourself in order to really dial in your success.
Yes, and with the mindset and making those changes, embracing the change mentally, there's a lot of tools that we have incorporated, and that is checking in with ourselves and meditation and different mindsets. However, there is times that the mind really plays tricks on you. And that's going into, yes, we have released 100+ pounds each over that, well over that. But our bodies are changing shape, our stomach changed shape, but our mind is still in a different place.
Well, the mind, you have to carry the mind through. You have to remember that with this journey and everything else shrinking, the mind is still at times going to feel, think, and act the way it was for so many years prior. Where you were 100 overweight or 150 or whatever, wherever you were, the mind sometimes still recaptures that moment and plays, like you were saying, plays tricks on you. I have days where I feel 175 pounds heavier than I am. I have days I see 175 pounds more than there actually is. And it's those days that play the biggest role in wanting to, some days wanting to give up on it. You know, oh, it didn't work. I guess I was just fooling myself.
Yes, there is that dance with that self-saboteur that comes up out of nowhere in the mind.
Absolutely.
And either prevents us from making our choices that lead us to success, making sure we are logging our bariatric app for our consistency with calorie intake, our consistency with the movement, meditation, other parts of the success. That self-saboteur is somebody that does need to be embraced sometimes. And hey, that's our old way. That is the old me. This is the new me. And how do we say thank you for this wisdom and move forward?
Well, it's like when you're a little kid and you don't want to go to bed, or you don't want to eat your vegetables, or you don't want to take a nap, or, you know, the mind is playing that game with you. Oh, well, I don't really want to do this. I don't really want to go for that walk. I don't really want to count my calories, or log my in my app, or you know, sounds like little things, but they're huge things when it comes to this particular type of journey.
Yes, absolutely. It is definitely a mind journey. And yes, we had stomach surgery. However, it really, to me, has been more of a mind game. And the other access is the secret sauce of success is doing what our soul wants. How do we bring passion and purpose into the success of overriding the mind? And that is passion and the soul aspect and allowing the stomach to really find its new way of being.
Well, it's definitely a new way of being, but at the same time, it would be very easy to revert back to the old familiar way of being. The old comfortable shoe that became complacent in the extra weight and, you know, complacent in the not working out, not eating properly, not taking vitamins, not taking time for self.
Yes, I think the secret sauce of success for the soul is that self-care aspect.
Yeah, it has to be. Unless you have that self-care aspect, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to flourish in any way.
Yes. And today's society is about hustle, hustle, go, go, rah, rah, let's get to the end zone, touchdown every time.
And it's all about the dollar.
Yes.
Today's society, unfortunately, has been forced to put a much higher value on the almighty dollar. Now, I'm not saying that making money isn't a good thing. Everybody loves making money. But with society, how it has become, it's forcing people to work two jobs, three jobs. They're hustling as hard and as fast as they possibly can just to survive. And they're forgetting or unable to, they might not even have the ability to say, hey, wait a minute, I got to take care of me, because my health is my wealth.
Yes.
And my wealth is my health.
Yes.
And all of those things that we want to achieve, and we want to make more money, and we want to have a nicer car, and we want to have a bigger house, or whatever that is, whatever that looks like to the individual, doesn't matter if your own health has been compromised to achieve it. Because now you're not going to be able to enjoy it. You're going to have money, but you're not going to have the health wealth to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yes. And it's the wealth of the health is the mental health, the nutritional gut health, the physical health. There's lots of fragments of health for complete wholeness and health.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not saying don't go and make your money and pay your bills and do your thing. I'm just saying that you have to pay the the sweat equity too. You have to pay the mental toll, the pay to play you have to take and contribute to that mental aspect too, which helps to contribute to the physical aspect, and those two then together help contribute to the financial aspect of life.
Yes, and that goes into the movement aspect. You know, to really, the mind is one thing, but to bring it down into action and really embrace the movement of life. And whether that is exercise, energy out on the treadmill through Team Body Project, other ways of working out. But then there's also the movement of financial flow and the movement of passion and the movement of dance and the movement of music, all of these other parts of life that makes it worth moving through.
Yeah. You want to take and get up and feel like it's worth doing. Whatever it is, you want to get up out of bed in the morning and feel like it's worth getting up. And when we started this journey, the whole reason I started it was the fact that I wasn't feeling worth getting out of bed anymore. I wasn't feeling worth bothering to go through the physical and mental anguish of getting up. That's where I had become.
And now today, a new Monday, you are up, you are engaged in your career, you plugged into the treadmill, you moved your body, you nourished yourself with a great cup of coffee, some protein. We're getting all of this parts of us moving towards success.
Absolutely. I don't want people to think that in this case we had the bariatric surgery, which we're both big supporters of, obviously. We've, you know, not as big as we were, but we've obviously been successful and are continuing to have that success, which is fantastic. I don't want people to think that they're going to, if they're considering a surgery like that, they're going to have the surgery and everything's going to be fixed. And everything is just perfect right off the bat. It's not.
No, it's a mind game.
It's a mind game. It's a mental, physical, emotional roller coaster of a trip. But it settles down.
It does.
What goes up comes down, and what comes down goes up. And are we better off today than we were a year and a half ago? Absolutely. Are there things today that are still giving us difficulties? Absolutely. But today is easier than yesterday was. And yesterday was easier than the day before.
It is about resetting every day with a new mindset, a new day, a new...
You get up every morning choosing to continue the path that you're on. It's like anything else in life.
Mm-hmm. It does come down to choice.
We've been married a long time, but we get up every morning choosing to stay in that state, to stay married, to stay together, to stay walking the path of life together. And it's the same kind of idea. You get up every morning and you have to choose to do what you need to do to get through that day in a successful, happy, healthy, wealthy mindset.
Yes. And with the movement of bringing that into the physical, you know, with the nourishment, what we are choosing to bring into our body, the choice of the vitamins, and because there's a lot of choices out there. You have to really choose what's going to move you. And what people get overwhelmed with, like me, with the protein, buying every flavor and frequency of protein. And also with vitamins. We have gone through many different flavors of bariatric vitamins.
We have. Yeah, we absolutely have. And it really isn't a one-size-fits-all, pun intended, type scenario. The vitamins we started with were the chewy, starburst type chewable vitamins, and neither of us really resonated well with them.
No.
We switched to a regular horse pill from Costco type multivitamin. Didn't resonate either. So now we're using the liquid vitamin, which I think is doing the best for us so far. And that could change. We could stay on that for a while, and then we decide, you know what, it's not working as well. We need to change it up a little bit. It's about constantly being able to roll with changes that may come. And remember that change happens. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's for the worst. It doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that it's necessary at that point.
Yes, I definitely see that we have embraced a lot of changes throughout this journey. And it is about allowing that movement, allowing that void to happen where you can discover new solutions. And it does get overwhelming at times. It does for me. You know, I overanalyze everything, cost justify it to the molecular level of the protein, to the vitamins, and it sends me down rabbit holes. But thank goodness I allow that research and that movement, because we usually find the solutions that allow us success.
Yeah, and in our case, we have the fortunate side effect or of being able to do this together. And it's not always the case. A lot of times people don't have the support that we have. And so we're very fortunate in that aspect, but it's an individual choice that has to be made, even though we've done it together.
Yes.
And I decide every day that I'm going to continue what I'm doing, and so do you. And those change from day to day. I got up this morning, I was able to take and hit the treadmill, haven't been on it for a while, and it felt good. You used it the other day, that felt good for you. It's about the consistency, but it's also about being gentle with yourself and saying, okay, I didn't get on the treadmill yesterday, but today's a new day. Just because I didn't do it yesterday doesn't mean I'm going to let that carry through and stop me from doing it today. And it's a daily mind game. It's a daily struggle to carry that mindset through. And some days it doesn't work. And on those days you have to remember, okay, today wasn't as good as I wanted it to be, but today will soon be yesterday, and I got to take and carry on with the day that I have at hand.
Yes, and that really brings in that magic and miracles, and really celebrate and be in gratitude of the successes we are making, and allowing that grace. However, not allowing that self-saboteur to take away the success, the magic, the miracles, the gratitude, the celebrations, the accomplishments. And one of the biggest mind traps for me is either the scale, that number game. And that takes away a lot of the magic and miracle of really what's happening.
It can. I know that it has for me in the last few days. The number consistently has been going down and then all of a sudden flatlined and then went down and then went up and now it's down again, but it's not where I want it to be. Generally, I can handle the weigh-ins every day. That's what I do. That's how it works for me. It doesn't work that way for everybody. Some people don't weigh in but once a week. If it's that hard on you and you're going to be that self-critical, then by all means, do it once a week and follow through with it that way. Because at the end of the day, it's not all about what that number shows.
Exactly.
It's about how you're feeling, where the non-scale victories are, the clothes that fit now that didn't before, the stairs that you were able to climb without feeling like you're going to die, the car that you get in without hurting yourself and being able to buckle your seatbelt without holding your breath. I mean, these are all non-scale victories that people can see. They're tangible, physical results.
Yes, and it's a definite, wonderful journey to be here and see that we have embraced change. We are making the changes. We are celebrating both the successes as well as some of the blunders and the slide-offs.
And there will be.
Yeah.
You can't expect that there's going to be no slide-backs or blunders along the way. I mean, it just because in our case we had the surgery, and it's not for everybody, but it was something that worked and is working for us. But just because you have surgery, it doesn't mean that you're going to lose any weight. It's a tool in the tool bag to take and use in extreme situations. And yes, it's working, but if we weren't mentally sound and mentally exercising, it wouldn't. It would not be working if we were not mentally following through with what needs to be done in order to achieve that physical success.
Yes, and there is also the complications. There are...
And not everybody will have those.
Yes.
I don't want everybody to think, oh, it's too scary. There's going to be complications and they're unavoidable. There will be complications for some people. We both had them, but it doesn't mean everybody will have them, and it doesn't mean everybody will have the same complications.
Yes, and some are extreme.
Some are extreme.
Some are life-threatening. Some complications of the support groups that we engage in along this journey. I witness people in hospice care. I witness people making this change and facing death, and there is that. However, we were facing certain parts of mental, emotional, physical death ourselves, and that's why we made this choice to resurrect and change our life.
Yeah, the choice was, for me, it was just one day it hit me, and that was it. It doesn't happen like that for everybody. And the last thing you can take and do is take advice from everybody else saying, you need to do this and you need to do that. Because for me, I had people for years tell me, we're worried about you. You need to lose weight. Maybe that weight loss surgery thing could help you. Yeah, okay. Thanks for your concern. Have a nice day. It wasn't until I saw it and experienced it and felt it for myself that it finally clicked, hey, I got to do something. And yeah, there was concern of, well, what if I have this surgery and it kills me? any surgery is risky. It doesn't matter what type. The surgeries that they do now have come a long way, and they're a lot safer than they used to be. But there's always inherent risks, no matter what you do. In my case, I was more afraid of not being around prior to surgery than I was having the surgery and taking that chance.
And that was a beautiful mindset. The switch of the flip of the switch that really made the movement, and now the miracles that we are here. And I love how you express carry the mind through. And there is a time where we have to gently embrace our brain. Hey, brain, you are really going through a change right now. And we need to carry you through with us because we are moving forward. We are allowing movement of our soul, our mind, our body, and bringing that brain through. The other thing that I love that you witnessed and shared was feel, think, and act. You know, as we feel things, it does create the think pattern that does allow the action. And that is where the magic and the miracles happen. And I look forward to celebrating this mindset with you in March. The movement, right? The new different movements that we're bringing to our life. And then these miracles that are happening. Consistency is that secret sauce of change to really make it last.
Yeah, that's it. You, without that consistency, without that mental carry through, I don't see it happening. I guess I can't speak for everybody. Maybe they don't have to have the mental aspect. But I can say from my point of view and from the point of view that I can take and see someone else going through, it requires that mental fortitude. It requires that mental exercise just as much as it does the physical. When they did the surgery, if you remember right, you right off the bat figured out that you felt like they did brain surgery at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Because your mental mind, your mindset, your mental viewpoint changed completely.
Yes, my mental mindset happened because I was regulated emotionally on mental health medications. And my mental health medications took 500 calories to metabolize. And 3 days before surgery, they placed us on a 100% liquid diet that plummeted our calories and everything to the minimal. And in that process, by surgery day, I was in full detox from my mental health medication releasing. And since then, I have been able to manage mental health without medication because I no longer metabolized what once was required. And also not using the self-saboteur smoking and different other coping mechanisms and the donuts and all different things that I used to use to self-soothe. And now I'm learning with my new mindset what it really takes to nourish my mind, my body, my soul, really allow that to come into movement into the physical life. And I'm enjoying a new mental awareness. And I really felt like the stomach surgery truly activated a new brain energy, a whole new world, a whole new alchemy of my brain. And I don't know how else to explain it, but it is mind-blowing.
Well, they have done research that has shown that excess weight produces excess cortisol, produces brain function that can be diminished in certain aspects. Whether that's 100% true for everybody or not, nobody really knows. I don't think the data can take and come back definitively and say, well, you know, if you're overweight, then your mental capacity is diminished. But they have found some evidence to take and show that that can be the case. It creates loss of focus. It creates lack of mental concentration. I know it was doing that for me. So that's all I can really attest to, is it was happening to me. And it wasn't a pleasant situation. And that's why I'm talking about that mental acuity that needs to take and follow through, because I don't want to return to the foggy headedness that I was having. Part of that, I think, was probably the food choices at the same time. Poor food choices lead to poor nutritional supplement, lead to all kinds of newer consequences.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely believe that the old ways of acting was contributing to the negative mindset, that contributed to the negative effects in life. However, now we're on this positive swing, and I do look forward to the consistency, the choices that we are making. And it does allow for the echo from Grandmother Wisdom. It takes courage. All of this takes courage.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. And courage isn't about not being afraid. It's about being scared to death and saddling up anyway. You know, I mean, you know how I love John Wayne, and I couldn't help but take and fit that quote in there because it fits so well. It's not about being fearless. It's about being scared as hell and still doing it. And doing it every day. It's not a, I'm going to do this surgery, I'm going to have these fantastic results, and then I can do whatever I want again. It's a constant follow-through. It's a constant carryover from the day before. And continuing to follow through, even though yesterday might not have been the best day. Might not have been the best situation. It might not have been the best results. But hey, you made it through yesterday, and now you can get through today.
Yes, it takes that choice. And I choose me. And therefore, when I choose me, and you choose you, then together we could be there for ourselves and each other and others.
Right.
And that's the funness of it. That's where I enjoy being a part of this podcast, Embrace Change Podcast. I embrace being a part of the mindset that really matters. I celebrate the movement and miracles that we are bringing to our life, and hopefully inspiring others in magical, miraculous ways. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
And I appreciate you. And we appreciate everybody who's listening and anybody that will listen eventually. So I think right now that's probably all we have for today. We'll enjoy this March Madness Monday. And everybody carry on.